brother showed me a cool trick. He made a nail into a magnet.
That is a cool trick. But do you think you could be magnetic too? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me. Today's story has a cool trick that you can try at home. After the story, I'll share some information on how you can try it for yourself. But first, let's hear Isaiah 40:29. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Our story is called The Magnet. I hate homework, groaned Rosa as she jabbed the sharp tip of her pencil at a long division problem. Lucas lifted his nose out of his science book. I don't mind doing science homework, he said. These magnets are cool. Watch this. He took a nail and rubbed it across a magnet several times. Then he held the nail close to a pin. See? It picked up the pin just like a real magnet. Wow, exclaimed Rosa. Why does it do that? Some magnetism got rubbed off on the nail, explained Lucas. Can I try? Asked Rosa. She took the nail and held it over a paperclip, giggling as it sprang toward the nail. Next, she took a clip from her hair and held the nail over that. This time, nothing happened. The nail loses its power to attract things quickly if it isn't rubbed against the magnet again, said Lucas. That's why it didn't pick up that clip. To keep it working, it has to be rubbed against the magnet over and over. Rosa returned the nail to her brother and went back to her math while he continued to tinker with the magnet. This nail is just like a Christian, he said. Rosa gave him a confused look. What are you talking about? Well, look, this magnet is like God, and the nail is like us, said Lucas. When we get saved, we get close to God, Lucas illustrated by rubbing the nail against the magnet. The nail gets power from the magnet, and we receive power from God to live like Jesus and attract other people to Him. Rosa nodded. As we live from the Holy Spirit, people will see the love of God and want what we have. We will be magnetic Christians, she said. But if we focus on our selfish desires and not on the Spirit's desires, then we're like a plain old nail again. She grinned at her brother. Hey, you're pretty smart to think of that. I'm impressed. Lucas grinned too. Good. Keep thinking like that, he said. Even though my Bible teacher used a magnet like this for an illustration in class last week, that doesn't mean I wouldn't have thought of it myself. He laughed as Rosa threw an eraser in his direction. How about you? Are you like a magnet? Are you attracting people to Jesus and telling them about Him? Talk to God every day and tell others about Jesus. Don't be like a nail that's lost its ability to attract. With God's help, be a magnetic Christian. Our key verse is Acts 1:8. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me. And our key thought, be a magnetic Christian. Now, if you'd like to try to make a magnet at home, here's what you're going to need to do. You'll need to find a nail that's made of iron and also a magnet, like maybe one off of your refrigerator. And then take the magnet and rub it against the nail in one smooth direction, not back and forth, but one direction at the same speed over and over for maybe about 30 seconds. You'll find out that soon your iron nail is going to function like a magnet. If you do that, then let me know how it goes. You can write to us at Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. Or you can find Keys for Kids online at keysforkids.org. You'll also find great resources for your parents and games and stories for yourself, too. Again, that's keysforkids.org. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Keys for Kids.